The Editor. A public hearing will be held Sept. 20 at Port Coquitlam City Hall. 100 mature trees on Woodland Drive and Westwood Street will be cut down to make way for a high-density commercial residential development. Although this is the direction of the unlivable strategic regional plan, it goes against Canada's commitment to reduce CO2 emissions. Trees capture tons of carbon in their lifetime, and replanting certainly will not compensate for their loss. The 560 condos will also generate at least 500 additional vehicles, contributing to already high CO2 vehicle emissions. The development includes 12,000 square featuring of commercial, allowing the developers to build with zero setbacks from the street. 25 years ago, most high-density development retained a few trees, had 15 meters, 30 feet, setbacks with trees and green space. Your citizens need the shade trees, not walls of concrete, glass and steel. Most planners believe in creating density in support of public transport. However, density can be achieved without loss of tree canopy. The development requires a redesign that deletes most of the commercial and provides the 15-meter setback for green space to retain a canopy of the mature trees. Yvonne Harris, Coquitlam, former member of Canadian Institute of Planners.